Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Right now, we turn ourselves to the phone line for a man who is a legend in these streets. He's obviously an incredible basketball player, as you can evidence by the fact that his hand will be filled with championship rings. His name, they call him Big Shot Bob. His name is Robert Orr, and he joins us courtesy of Bet Online. Check out the Bet Online, or check out Bet Online for updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds, along with game by game lines and props. Robert, how's it going, brother?
I'm good, man. How you been?
Hey, man, we're doing pretty well. Excited for the NBA Finals. I think from your perspective, what has been the most entertaining part about these NBA playoffs? Because, I mean, I know a lot of people are used to seeing the big names, the older generations, older heads in the generations. I've kind of enjoyed the young guys coming out and taking a hold of this one. What has it been for you through these playoffs?
It's been very inconsistent with all the injuries and, you know, people stepping up that people have never heard of. And I just love the fact that they're playing basketball. The refs aren't, you know, doing regular season calls, which I hate, you know, they call them a lot of BS calls. It's just been good, clean basketball. It's been, you know, some blowouts, but it's been good games. You love this time of the year.
I'm curious on the style. You just alluded to it, letting things a little bit rougher. You know, there's some controversies, some would say, about grabbing players and such. Is that the best way that these playoffs should be done?
It's weird because every crew, I'm talking about the refs, every crew is different. I watch some games where there's so much holding and grabbing. I'm like, that's a foul. The next thing you know, it's a little bump, and they call it. It's inconsistent, what worries me. But during the playoffs, sometimes you have it. I think overall, as a coaching staff, you got to have that one coach. His whole job is to figure out what kind of style has been ref tonight. And I think you watch it. It's just been good physical play. And so many times we try to take that out of basketball, but that's a part of basketball. You just can't let a guy go where he want to go, because if that case happened, you know, we'll have NBA All-Star scores, because that's what they do in the NBA All-Star game. They let people go where they want to go.
Yeah, we're talking to Robert Orr here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610, and I think that sets up pretty interestingly this matchup in the finals between the Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And for my money, it feels like the Thunder are just like the souped-up version of what the Pacers have here. How much of a chance are you giving Tyrese Halliburton and these Pacers in this series versus the Thunder?
I'm giving them a lot. I think people overlook the fact that they don't have a superstar. You know, SGA is a superstar, an MVP. And sometimes you can say, okay, this team has a superstar, this team doesn't. It's not about that. It's about how you plan as a team. And you look at the way the Pacers are playing, they shoot the basketball better than anybody in the NBA. You know, you got one guy, this night is going to be the high score, and this guy, the other night, he's least. They play really well. Halliburton, even though, you know, they call him the most overrated player, he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. He's moving the basketball. He's making people around him better. And that's what a true point guard does. He doesn't, you know, take 50 shots a game and then pass you at the last second to get a shot off. He penetrates with a purpose to score or kick it to someone for them to score. So they have a really good team.
Robert, I know you probably wouldn't change a thing about when you played, and you created so many memories and big moments. But at the same time, I mean, you're a 6'10 dude that could knock down a three, really good on help defense, guard a lot of different positions. That's what the NBA is looking for right now. A lot of Robert Horry's out there. You ever thought about that?
Oh, I think about it all the time. I was ahead of my time. And you love the way the game is played now. Guys able to show their athleticism. I do wish they would, you know, take away the travels, take away, you know, the carries and allow, you know, the defense to have some type of advantage. And like now, everything is predicated to the offense. And, you know, people are like, oh, they want to see scoring. No, they want to see a good basketball game. If scoring doesn't mean it was a good basketball. Think about how many times we criticize the NBA All-Star in the game, like 160 to 160. We criticize no defense, right? So it's damned if you do, it's damned if you don't. I think so many times we take away defense, allow a guy to lock you up, allow a guy that – give the guy credit because that's what he does well. You know, nobody complains when a guy shoots free throws well or shoots threes well because that's offense. And defense is a major part of the game. And you watch OKC, if you look at their defense, they're one of the best defensive teams, top five in the league, and that's why they are where they are.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply. Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Talking to Big Shot Bob here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And I want to bring it back home to the Rockets because, I mean, you talk about defense. They have that in spades. But, I mean, around here, we've been looking at how do they find a level of offense and what does this offseason look like. For your money, how would you go about handling this progression in this offseason till next year? Are you in a, you know, stand pat and let this team continue to develop and grow? Or would you be on the train, rather, of going and making an acquisition of one of these big ticket guys that's out there?
It depends on what that big ticket costs. You know, you think about KD, you think about Giannis, you talk about the big tickets that are, you know, have been rumored for the Rockets. Those are guys that you would take on the team. You know, KD has a short shelf from his shelf life. Would you take that? Because what do you have to pack up with him? You know, if you can keep some of your picks and you say you get rid of a Jabari or you get rid of a Van Vliet or Dylan Brooks, but you have to keep Jalen, you have to keep Sengun, and, you know, everybody else can go. Yeah. Except for Amen. Okay. Amen, Jalen, Avery. Everybody
Robert,
else can go.
You scared me there. I was like, a man's going?
No, I'm saying, you know, when I say, I don't mean all of them go in one package. I mean, like, all of them on the block. Like, because you think about Alan Clark, and you think of Jabari, and you think about Amen Thompson, they're pretty much the same players. You know, and so you get rid of one of those and you bring in a Giannis, you take that opportunity. Now, if you didn't bring in KD, you don't do it because you're only going to get 2, maybe 3 years out of KD. But with Giannis, you're going to get about 5 to 6 more years. There's longevity in this game. So for me, I think the Rockets have a golden opportunity to bring in a big guy that can add some veteran leadership to that team. Because if you look at the Rockets, think about it. The only thing they was missing was some veteran leadership. And I'm not talking – I know, you know, it's not a slap in Fred Van Vliet's place, but I'm just like, he's just not that guy to me that's going to, you know, be an ultimate presence to them. You know, he has championship pedigree. You need some guy that is like an elite guy that's going to get these guys to, you know, follow the line.
Now, the only thing, because I'm with you, get Giannis out of talking about, I love it. But you put Giannis, and we've seen what it looks like when Giannis doesn't have shooting around him. Are you jumping back in here to get some shots up? Like, do you have any concerns about putting Giannis in, but not necessarily having a lot of shooting?
I don't care about the shooting. And now, you think about this. You got Hammond, you got Jalen, you got Sengun, that's four good defensive players that you got to score on me too. And I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to this team. You know, people, let's take the NBA Finals like right now. Mm-hmm. Is the two teams in the NBA Finals, are they three-point shooting teams? No. Right? Mm-hmm. I think we get it mixed up sometimes when we think we got to shoot threes, we got to have a team. It's about getting buckets. You think about, can Sengun get buckets? Yes. Can Jalen Green get buckets? Inconsistently, but yes. But then you add a guy like Giannis who can definitely get buckets. They're going to become a running team. They're going to be a really good defensive team. So it makes a big difference on how you present the package. You know, of course, everybody wants a two package, but you need a gritty army package. And if you add Giannis, you become that.
You asked 10 different people, what was your favorite Robert Horry shot? You might get 10 different answers. Let's ask Robert Horry. What was your favorite shot?
You know, think about this. I got most of my big shots were made on the road. The only big shot that wasn't made on the road was, you know, the one I made against the Sacramento Kings when I was in a Laker uniform. And for me, you love the fact that the fans chant your name, and it was the loudest that arena has ever been until, you know, Kobe's last game. And so for me, you know, my ego comes into play. I want that fanfare. I want that love. And when that happened, you know, it was the best thing. You know, even though I hit a big shot with the Rockets in Orlando, we were already up one. You know, it wasn't really a big game changer as I hit that one against the Kings as time expired. So that means a lot to me. And it was one of my favorite shots.
All right, Robert, before I let you go here, I got two questions here. First and foremost, I'm just hoping at some point I become good enough or important enough or what have you to be able to be dropped in a rap song, like have the name drop in a rap song. And you've had that. I mean, like, look, you've done plenty. We're just talking about all the fantastic big shots that you had. We talk about your handful of bling and everything. What's your favorite name drop in a rap song that you've had to this point?
Hometown. Hometown. You know what? I have two from X-Town to Cali, like Robert Horry. That was the number one. That's the first time I ever heard my song dropped in a song. But even though, you know, my wife hates this song, with Travis Scott, don't you open up that window. So, you know, you got to love that song, man. You know, Travis Scott, I'm a huge fan of his. And it's so funny. I went to go watch him in concert in L.A. And he did every song, and he came out late, and he didn't perform that song. So I did a podcast with his DJ, and I was like, yo, I want my money back. Because he didn't do the song. I just want to hear my name called, man. But I'm honored, man. I'm in so many songs, and every time I hear it, it makes me smile. And my kids, you know, especially my one that lives, you know, two that live in Houston.
All right, and finally.
They always tell me about the song. They like, oh, you just dropped in another song. And then my son, Christian, he like loves the one by Pop Smoke. And so I'm like, for people to mention me, man, it made me mad. It lets me know I made an impact in people's lives. And it's just fantastic to hear my name drop.
Oh, man, we absolutely love you. Please know that. And real quick before we let you go, earlier, because the Texans just got a player named Christian Kirk. And my partner here, Lopez, says that his voice does not match his body. who for you was someone that you were just like, why does his voice sound like that? Because he don't look like that. Because people have thrown out your teammate Sam Cassell as a possibility.
No, Sam got that big deep voice, big grind. You know, I'm Vern Fleming, who played with the Pacers. I don't know if he's probably before y'all time, but he would come down, and I first time heard, like, hey guys, you ready to come in and play like this? I'm like, what the heck? You know, I'm like, he had a really squeaky voice. But Vern Fleming was one of the guys. And I laugh about it. We just had this conversation with some of my friends and talking about the voices that come out of people.
Yeah.
And then you don't expect it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Robert, we appreciate you greatly. Hopefully we get to hear your voice again here relatively soon. Thanks for making a little time for us, brother.
Man, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right,
yes,
man.
Sir. Enjoy the finals. That's Robert Horry. He's joining us courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds. along with game-by-game lines and props. Mind you, if you're looking for the odds for this finals, the Thunder minus 670, the Pacers plus 490 if you want to do a little betting there. And, of course, the leader in the clubhouse to be the finals MVP is Lopez.
Who is the leader of the in the clubhouse?
Really? You're not going to guess?
Well,
see what he
SGA.
Did? He just tried and throw it back on me like I was going to tell him. Yes,
who
you're right.
Is
do the guess, all right?
I wanted you
play
to,
the game.
I wanted you to come up with
SGA?
Someone else.
Play the game. It is SGA minus 550. There, if you want to do a little bet,
interesting thing on the finals, the best odds for a championship outside of one since 2002. The Thunder are the biggest favorites.
Dang,
wow,
so that means they ain't giving
those Lakers team, which I believe wasn't Robert Ory.
But Big Shot Bob said he's giving the Pacers a chance. He said he's giving the Pacers a chance.
Best odds in 23 years.
He don't care about that. That's a man of no hoop. Listen to Big Shot Bob. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate Robert Ory for joining us. Coming up next, we know that this Texans defense could be better and perhaps even one of the best, the best of organizational history. Does Jalen Petrie hold the key to it all? Let's hear from the man. We'll talk about it next.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.